they got hit quite hard. She was inside the house when the earthquake hit and was able to somehow run outside with the rest of the family. The house collapsed, and even now they're not able to get back into most of the house. They've been able to crawl back in to get some of the food out of the kitchen, but they did lose their house. Fortunately, they do live on a farm, so they have access to food, and they're using water from a rain barrel, which was traditionally what they were doing anyway, and they boil the water. So from a day-to-day perspective, they really haven't been hit too hard with respect to access to food and water. The biggest challenge for them is not knowing what's out there. So they have no idea about road access. Would they be able to get to the town if they needed to? And they haven't seen anybody come to them. So certainly no aid workers have found them at this point. She's going to stay put because she's in a safe place with food and water and shelter, and we're waiting to hear from the State Department about what the road access is like, and we'll see what happens.